In today's news headlines, members of Congress have made little progress on the COVID-19 economic relief bill that could ease the financial hardship for millions of Americans. 4 days after the CARES Act unemployment benefits expired, House Democrats continue to stand firm on their demand to extend the $600 a week in payouts, while Republicans refuse to give in. According to AP, Republicans have yet to offer any aid to states to prevent furloughs, layoffs, and cuts to services. After a two-hour set of negotiations on Tuesday, Democratic Representative Hakeem Jeffries said, quote, "The $600 unemployment insurance benefit is essential because there are no jobs to go back to. We've got to help out everyday Americans. That's a line in the sand." But Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer was more optimistic, saying, quote, "We are really getting an understanding of each side's position, and we're making some progress on certain issues moving closer together." Axios national political correspondent Jonathan Swan interviewed President Donald Trump this week and challenged him on his consistently false claims that the U.S. has handled its coronavirus crisis well. In an exchange about measuring deaths, the president revealed he may not understand what per capita or proportionality means.
Right here. Here's case death.
Oh, you're doing death as a proportion of cases. I'm talking about death as a proportion of population. That's where the U.S. is really bad. Much worse than South Korea, Germany, etc.
You can't do that. Look, here is the United States. You have to go by the cases. The cases.
Why not as a proportion of population?
When you have somebody, what it says is when you have somebody that has it, where there's a case.
Oh, okay.
The people that live from those cases.
It's surely a relevant statistic to say if the U.S. has X population and X percentage of death of that population versus South Korea.
No, you have to go by the cases.
Well, look at South Korea, for example. 51 million population, 300 deaths. It's crazy compared to
know that.
I do. You think they're faking their statistics? South Korea?
I won't get into that because I have a very good relationship with the country. But you don't know that.
That's Trump in an interview on Axios that many say was an embarrassment. When challenged with the documented death toll of 1,000 Americans losing the battle against coronavirus per day, Trump said it is what it is.
I think it's under control. I'll tell you what.
How? 1,000 Americans are dying a day.
They are dying. That's true. And it is what it is.
COVID-19 infections and deaths continue to surge around the country, and the state of Mississippi now appears to be the worst hit in the nation, overtaking Florida for the highest number of infections per capita. In Texas, the COVID-19 death of one man prompted an angry obituary written by his wife that has gone viral. Stacy Nagy wrote in a local paper about her late husband David's death, quote, "Family members believe David's death was needless. They blame his death and the deaths of all the other innocent people on Trump, Governor Greg Abbott, and all the politicians who did not take this pandemic seriously and were more concerned with their popularity and votes than lives." Ms. Nagy also blamed mask refusers as, quote, "ignorant, self-centered, and selfish people who ignore medical professionals and instead believe that, quote, their right not to wear a mask was more important than killing innocent people." A new NBC News SurveyMonkey poll has found that 58% of Americans do not trust the president on the coronavirus. And an NPR Ipsos poll found that 2/3 of respondents said they believe the U.S. is handling the pandemic worse than other countries. The president's base has begun to erode, as per UC Berkeley's Institute of Governmental Studies, which conducted a survey. The findings showed that in the state of California, Joe Biden leads Trump by a whopping 39%. Trump's base in the state has shrunk to 29% of voters, and these grim numbers are reflected in many other states as well. And meanwhile, Arizonans voted in their primary elections on Tuesday. At stake is control of the state Senate in Arizona, with Democrats potentially taking over from Republicans. Election authorities are expecting record turnouts, with Democrats leading Republicans in returning ballots. On the general election front, California Congresswoman Karen Bass, a progressive Democrat, has jumped into the top three choices of Biden's running mate and has been noticed by media outlets. Biden is expected to announce his choice of vice president this week. Trump continued to attack mail-in voting for the November 3rd election, saying in his Axios interview with Jonathan Swan that, quote, "You could have a case where this election won't be decided on the evening of November 3rd. This election could be decided 2 months later." He separately claimed that he has the authority to sign an executive order against mail-in voting. He doesn't. Trump, whose postmaster general has taken steps to undermine the postal service, said that USPS was not prepared to handle nationwide vote by mail. The Postal Service shot back with a statement saying it has, quote, ample capacity to adjust our nationwide processing and delivery network to meet projected election and political mail volume. After the state of Nevada said that it would mail all voters ballots, Trump promised to sue. Six other states are doing the same as Nevada. North Carolinians will be among the first in the nation to begin voting in the general election next month when their ballots begin arriving in the mail. On Tuesday, Trump reversed his position on mail-in voting just for the state of Florida, saying on Twitter, quote, whether you call it vote by mail or absentee voting, in Florida, the election system is safe and secure, tried and true. Giving the impression that mail-in voting was only good enough for Republicans, he added, quote, in Florida, I encourage all to request a ballot and vote by mail, hashtag MAGA. Several new reports reflect changing demographics in the U.S., with the Brookings Institution finding that Americans under the age of 40 are now a majority of the population at 50.7%. The skewing of the population toward younger people goes hand in hand with greater diversity, as nearly half of that under 40 population identifies as non-white. And the health policy journal Milbank Quarterly published a report on Tuesday showing that the states where people live the longest have the strictest environmental laws, strongest gun control, and stronger protections for minorities. These are also states that tend to be run by Democrats. And the U.S. Census, which is supposed to systematically track Americans, has now decided to end its population counting efforts 1 month early. Only about 63% of American households have estimated to have responded to the census questionnaire so far. The resulting numbers are likely to be a major underestimate, complicating efforts of funding and proportional political representation. Newly released footage of George Floyd being confronted in his car by Minneapolis police moments before he was killed adds to the overwhelming evidence of wrongdoing. Floyd, whose death sparked a massive national uprising, is seen begging police not to shoot him and apologizing throughout as the officers cursed at him using vulgar language. Amnesty International's new report on American police conduct during the Black Lives Matter protests exposes what the organization called, quote, the shocking failure to limit the use of force by law enforcement to situations where it is necessary and proportionate to an actual threat. The report details how protesters, journalists, legal observers, and street medics were met with police violence. Finally, Trump denounced Manhattan DA Cyrus Vance's investigation as yet another, quote, witch hunt against him. DA Vance has demanded 8 years of Trump's tax returns because of what he calls public reports of possibly extensive and protracted criminal conduct at the Trump Organization. And that does it for our news headlines today.